Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 8. I'm Deidre.
And I'm Lisa.
Welcome back.
Yay!
Yay!
So, I had a friend listen to some of our podcasts, which I don't know if these are podcasts because they're on Audio Boom. Is it still a podcast? Oh,
it is.
There we go, rambling again.
I called it a podcast.
But he suggested we have a topic and not so many inside jokes. Because you guys aren't in on the joke. But
even though they're hilarious, and I wish everyone knew about them.
I know. And then I don't want to sit down and break it down why this is funny.
No.
Because then it's not funny.
No.
And people are like, who are these pretentious bitches?
Yep. And then, which brings us to our topic today.
Yes. Before we go rambling something else.
And let's just cut it off and start now.
Yes.
We're talking about cussing.
Can I interrupt you, though?
And I
think that's our barista, Kayla, with
the kid. I know, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There
she's
waving.
We're so friendly. Okay, back to topic.
Stick to the topic, cussing.
So our topic is cussing.
Yep. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because my mom has listened to a few of our episodes. And as the episodes have progressed, I've seemed to, like, started cussing more for some reason.
Hanging around me.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. You're like bad influence.
Although I feel like you're the bad influence.
I pretty much am.
Two of us. But we'll pretend I'm the bad influence. I do cuss a lot more. Obviously not at work.
Or
not around like my nieces and nephew. I rein it in.
Yeah.
I did work in the oil field industry 7 years. So I feel like I picked up a lot of that.
Yeah.
So now I basically have to pretend I'm not at my current job. And not cuss at all. Because I'm basically a sailor.
You really are.
Or a pirate.
You really are. But it really, like, puts, like, a point to everything you say. Like, every time you say something and then you add a cuss word to it, I'm like, like, dying. Like, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, she lives life on the edge.
Oh, it's my theme song from my Snapchat the other day.
See?
Since we're talking about it.
Cussing.
But no. See that? Now that sounds like an inside joke again. We can't help it, you guys. Okay. So, yes, Deidre and I were talking a little bit before about how we all like to say she has RBF, which is resting bitch face. But
yeah,
she also has that, like, good girl church persona going on.
Yeah.
And then I have the more open, friendly kind of face.
Yeah, you do.
But then I'm the one who's cussing all the time. Well, not all the time.
So we balance each other out. You don't know what you're going to get.
She's
you honestly
the yin
don't.
To my yang.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you honestly don't know what you get with either of us.
But back to cussing again. I don't think we can do this. Can we have a serious podcast where we don't ramble about different things and just stay on top?
Oh.
So cussing. Awesome. Adds, not meaning so much, but adds, like, a little punch to what you're saying.
That's what I said. That's why I, like, laugh every time you, like, say, like, throw an F-bomb or something like that. Like, I think even my mom, like, laughed at one episode. Well, yeah. Like, she didn't laugh when I was cussing.
Yeah,
like, she was, like,
not.
Very, like, scandalized by it. Like, who is this girl? And then when you were, like, cussing, like, she kind of was like, huh?
It's adorable when
yeah,
I cuss.
Yeah. Because, like, you kind of sound so sweet. And then you're like,
cute little voice.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then you're like, bam. F-bomb.
Or I'm like, these bitches.
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah. And then when I say it, they're like, who the heck are you?
Who is this bitch?
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, oh, that adorable bitch. And then who's this bitch?
Yeah, I think, like, one of the last episodes, like, I think I said, like, bitch, like, 4 or 5 times. And, like, it was just done.
Although, in my opinion, bitch isn't really, like, cussing to me.
I feel like,
I mean, technically...
Yeah.
I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's, like, this younger generation, and they call their friends bitches all the time.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
how...
annoying.
Oh, I was going to say that's all you said.
Well, for us, though, I do it to, like, be funny. Like, oh, these bitches.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't say, like, oh, Deidre's my bitch. Or, hey, or I don't call her up, hey, bitch, what are you doing? You know, like, that's what, like, 15-year-olds do.
I would, like, laugh if you did, though.
Well, because for us, it would be, like, funny.
Yeah.
Because I take
anything. I feel
anything,
like it's mocking.
I do anything, like the hashtag thing.
It's true.
That now our friends are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I brought that in, and you and I were hashtagging everything to be dumb.
Yeah,
and
to, like, mock hashtagging.
Now it's a big trend again.
Yeah.
With hashtagging.
Yeah.
Just, like, saying, like, oh, these bitches.
Yeah.
But that's, like, when we're talking about other people's opinion of us.
Yeah. But I still think it's, like, funny, though. Like, even if you use it, like, you know, mocking... the babies, like, generation younger than us, like, I still think it's funny. But I'll leave the cussing up to you, since you're the
I
expert.
Guess. You go to church.
Yeah.
I did go to church with you in Arizona.
You did. I feel like we're getting off topic again, but...
But go we're ahead keeping with your persona. Go you have ahead. The RBF, but you're the good church girl. Yeah. I have the more friendlier...
Look the about more, you.
Even though I don't typically want to be.
You have, like, the like, cute Bambi look. Like, oh, she's so I'm cute so sweet and innocent.
And
innocent.
Then I'm like, fuck this, fuck that. Brr, brr, brr. With my guns. Because I'm basically a gangster. And as Deidre and I have talked about before, we've missed our calling as being backup dancers for Missy Elliott.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's true. But let's talk about when I, on our Arizona trip.
Okay.
Like, let's talk about personas over here. Because okay. I have, like, that very, like, intimidating RBF persona. Mm-hmm. So we were on our Arizona trip, and there was, like, a line in Starbucks. And I was, like, there was kind of, like, this guy that was, like, staggering at the end of the line. And I was, like, is he in line? Is he not? I don't know. So I said, excuse me, sir. And he was, like, whoa. And I was, like... Whoa. I was just wondering if you're in line or not. He's like, oh, no, we're not in line. I was like, oh, okay. So then we get in line. Like, I was like, man, that guy, like, really freaked out over my politeness.
He's on something. Yes.
Yeah.
No.
So then we go and order our drinks, and Lisa's like, look at that. And I turn around, and that guy's in line. I just, like, intimidated him just with my face.
Yeah.
Even though I was being, like, super nice.
Yeah, I know. And then I threw a ball in a guy's face, and it was all a big joke. But I think we talked about that in different audio boo as we go off topic once again.
Once again.
Because we can't stay on topic because it's so much fun to ramble. So, I mean, these are our big stories from our trip because everybody wants to know, like, how was your trip? And those are our stories.
Three of them.
Deidre scared somebody by being super polite.
Yep.
I threw a ball into a guy's face.
Nice.
And then what's our third one? You said the three stories.
Mr. Wilson?
Oh, well. And then the bulldog I fell in love with.
Yeah.
But, I mean, those are two big stories.
Or a massage, too. We didn't talk about our massage.
Or the fact we didn't do our aerial yoga that we were very excited about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we but didn't do I think that. We mentioned that in the last audio boo, which we'll be deleting. So does it even matter to talk about? Because what does this have to do with cussing?
Once again, we're back to the actual topic.
I don't know.
And I also know that person right there. So
well,
that's why we need to move. We just know too many people over here.
That was the one thing I liked about living in Colorado. Mm. I didn't know anybody. I could go shopping and not have to make small talk about the weather.
Yeah, and you could cuss up a storm and like people be like, who's this bitch?
With Tourette's over here.
Tourette's!
I'll just start... dropping C-bombs, which I won't say the C-bomb syndrome.
I wish I had Tourette's.
F this, F that. And we just basically have narcolepsy, which is not as cool as Tourette's.
Yep, pretty much.
But then if we had Tourette's, we would draw more attention to ourselves, and I don't like having attention on me.
No, I don't either.
So would I want Tourette's?
I hate attention on me. No, probably not.
But what were we going to go with cussing? Huh? Why was cussing our topic? Why were we going to go with that?
Oh, just because, like, my mom... kind of like brought it up earlier today and I was like, well, that would be a
good
topic.
Mom likes when I cuss, but not when you cuss.
Exactly, yeah. She's like, scandalized.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, we pretty much beat up this topic.
We have nothing really to go on this. I worked with all men, so yeah, I do have a dirtier mouth. And you, the more you hang out with me, the more dirtier your mouth gets.
No, I think that's true, though. Because I feel like the more I hang around people who, like, cuss and swear all the time, like, the more I cuss and swear. And then it doesn't fit with who I am, though.
It fits
my face. Yeah, it fits my face.
It fits my face.
But it doesn't fit, like, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm turning into that person. I don't know.
Maybe. Badass person.
Maybe. I mean, I am a badass without cussing, but, like, I feel like if I just added that to it,
then
I'd be real intimidating.
Start smoking and be like, F this, guys. F you, mother ever.
Yeah.
I like how I'm editing myself as we're talking about cussing.
I know. I love it.
But then knowing your mom's going to listen, I don't want to be like...
scandalize her again.
I know. Although it's funny when I cuss.
It is. Yeah. No.
I don't mean to be funny when I cuss. I need to be more intimidating, apparently.
No, that's just me.
Where I just,
wait,
like,
if we hang out together, it'll balance
mean
you.
Mug people.
No, that's me.
That's what I mean, mug face. As on the reflection of your glasses, it's like, well, that just looked like I was pouting like a puppy.
It does.
Make it even more funny.
I don't even
30
know.
Seconds left. I saw Black Panther last night. Deidre did not. No. Michael B. Jordan, who plays a villain. Oh, my God. So hot. I even had to send Deidre a picture and be like... I about died when he
took
his shirt
off. And then I was like, I need to see this
movie. I'm seeing this today.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going by myself if I have to.
And then you're going to see, like, 20 people you know. And they're going to be like, oh, poor Deidre doesn't have a date for the movies.
She has no friends.
But we're running out of time, so there's our topic. And
we'll do better next time.
Yeah. Bye.